again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Well, now we've sort of hacked through the hardest part of getting a podcast out on the net, and I thought I'd circle back around and start picking up some of the refinements, and this time I want to talk about listeners. And I was thinking about, you know, when I do the promo for this show on the website, I was thinking maybe I'll use a whole bunch of stuff that sounds like an infomercial, you know. Learn the secrets of getting more listeners. Proven techniques. They've worked for millions. Stuff like that. But the fact is, I have no clue why this podcast is so popular on iTunes. You know, this week I'm at least enjoying my 15 minutes of fame. I think I'm at 75 on the top 100 podcasts right now, which is absolutely fabulous and completely puzzling to me. And it got me thinking about sort of an old sort of management thing that I learned after I did radio. I'm a manufacturing systems type guy and an internet type guy and a manager type guy, I hate to admit it. It's been a really long time since I did radio stuff, almost 30 years actually. I kind of burned out on radio. This podcasting stuff's great because it doesn't have any of the burnout components. It's just got the fun part. But anyway, in any kind of management, and especially complicated management like in a manufacturing company, there's this axiom that says, that which gets measured gets done. And in the media world, that's why there's this huge obsession with ratings. There's always been, and there continues to be. And part of the reason for that is that ratings are really easy to measure. Unlike satisfaction or relevance, it's pretty easy to figure out how many people are listening to something. And since that's one of the few real measures of success in the media world, that's what everybody's sort of zeroed in on. And I'm going to talk later about why that may not be the best thing to measure, but the same thing is happening in the podcasting world. So I thought I'd tell you how to find out what your ratings are if you're a podcaster, and then I'll rant a little bit about the perils of obsessing about them. The easiest way to find out how many subscribers you have is to republish your RSS feed through FeedBurner. That's the gang I mentioned in a previous show that does a bunch of cool things. They add enclosures to your blog. If you've got an RSS feed for your blog, it's really easy with FeedBurner to get the sort of podcasting enclosures magic to work. And they also do a great job of handling the kind of goofy tags that are in iTunes, which aren't quite standard. But another thing that FeedBurner does is it tells you how many subscribers you've got, or at least how many it knows about. And if you publish only your FeedBurner feed, then it'll know about all your subscribers because there really isn't any other way to subscribe to your podcast. So now you say, well, I want to know how many people actually listen to a given podcast. And in order to do that, you have to go to the real hardcore source of info, which is the log on your server. Which if you run your own servers, like I do, you probably know what to do. There's logs out there, and you go mash them through a little log analyzer and count the number of downloads for MP3 files. I wrote a little script that runs through my server logs, and it just counts them. And if I'm getting really obsessive, I look at them every day, although most days I don't. Now, if you don't run your own server, you probably can still get these logs from wherever your server is hosted. It's at least worth a try. If you're on one of the blogging services, this may be harder. But if you're on sort of a regular rent-a-server deal, they give you logs. And again, you can go look at those and comb out the MP3 downloads and get a pretty good feel for how many people are listening to your stuff. And those are sort of the two listenership metrics, how many subscribers and how many downloads. But the big question is that really the right thing to be tracking? And that's, I think, the big message today. After all, if you become a slave to the ratings god, and just try to get the most listeners, you've basically got the same motivation that the mainstream media does. And, you know, is that really where you want to go? One of the things that's really appealing about podcasting is that it's narrowcasting. It's not broadcasting. And it's about helping people tell their own unique stories in their own unique way to people who really care about that. And I don't think listenership is a very good metric for that. Thus, if I were a manager and I was running a company that was doing all this, I'd be whining about this subscriber number and saying, you know, this isn't going to drive the kind of behavior that we really want. What we really want is a metric, I think, that either tells us why people are subscribing to podcasts or how satisfied they are with the podcast. And both of those are a lot harder to get. But I ask you this question. If you would rather, which would you rather have? Would you rather have a podcast that has, I don't know, 20,000 subscribers and you're doing sort of a mediocre job and they're, you know, they like it, but, you know, it's nothing totally amazing. Or a podcast that has 200 subscribers, but it's basically what gets them out of the bed in the morning. It's totally essential to their life. You know, I flip-flop on this. I mean, it's, yeah, I'm a standard Yankee American white guy, and having all you folks subscribing is great for my ego, but I think it's not the right number. I don't think it's the right thing to measure. But I flip-flop. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.